Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here in Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM, presenting to you our theme for tonight, in the midst of the storm, how do we deal with the storms in our life? First of all, let us ponder on this question. What storms are raging in your life today? Let me share this article with you, The Storms of Life, written by Chris Mason. Our writer tells us about a man named Steve. Steve was living what some people might call the American dream. He had a great wife and two wonderful children. He lived in a beautiful house on a quiet street and had a job that most people would love to have. However, upon coming into work one day, Steve found out that his job in management had been eliminated. And as the bills grew higher and higher, so did the tension between Steve and his family. The things that Steve and his family are going through could be summed up in four words, and they are the storms of life. Here is a question for each one of us. Have you ever experienced storms in your life? Those times where things just didn't make sense. Times when your problems seemed so big and your faith seemed so small. Times where you felt so swamped and so afraid that you were going to be taken over by the storm. I think we have all had feeling like that. The disciples of Jesus were no different. If you have a Bible, read the Gospel of Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41. And let us just see how the disciples dealt with the storm. The Gospel reads this way. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" After hearing the gospel reading, what thought comes to your mind? Our writer Chris Mason believes there are some major points that we can apply between our spiritual storms and the disciples' physical storm. The first point that he sees is that the storms will come. Chris says that even if everything is going great right now, I want you to remember to have faith in Jesus because the storms will come. It only takes a split second for everything to change, for everything to be flipped upside down. Maybe you lose your job, or a family member is in a serious accident, or a tornado or storm rips apart your house. You fill in your personal storm, because the list goes on and on and on. For the disciples, it was not a spiritual storm, but rather a physical storm. When they left the docks that evening, everything was fine. However, it only took a split second for things to go horribly wrong. The winds picked up and the waves crashed over the boat and the disciples were afraid. When the storms come, they bring emotions of fear,
emotions of anger and frustration, emotions of uncertainty. If we know that the storms will come, we have to ask ourselves the next question: how do we deal with these storms when they come? The first thing we need to do is to never give up. We need to take the storm that is plaguing our life for what it is, and that is a test or trial or temptation. We must remember to never give up. The next thing we need to do is to deal with the storms, is to keep focused. It is so easy when times are hard to lose our focus from the things that are really important or the tasks that we need to accomplish. And isn't that how Satan traps and entangles us? By putting other things in our life to break our focus and to make us lose sight of our goal. Sure it is. That is why we need to keep focused. The third and final thing we need to do in order to deal with the storms in our life is that we must remember. We must remember to have faith in Jesus. With faith in Jesus, we can be assured that no matter how bad things get, the storm will not stick around forever. And that leads us to our next point after this break.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see.
Second point in our reflections: the storms will go. I don't know about you, but I have ever seen a storm that struck around forever. I know that when we have a lot of snow and it's cold and miserable outside, it feels like the storm may last forever. But what eventually happens? The sun comes out, the temperature rises, the snow melts, and before we know it, the storm is over. we can always take hope in the fact that no matter how bad things get, the storms will pass. The disciples of Jesus saw the same things. They thought that this storm may last forever, or at least long enough to put an end to them. But what do we see from this story? The sun, not the sun, come out, and comes the winds and the waves, and the storm that they were so worried about is over. And isn't that the way it usually goes? When we realize that we cannot do it on our own, that is when we ask for help. That is when we start looking for Jesus. And why do we do that? We do that because we know that Jesus will always be there to calm the winds and the waves of our spiritual lives. He will always be there to strengthen and comfort us. But one question that I have is what we do with Jesus after the storm is gone. And here is an answer that I think you should not be missed. We remember to put our faith in Jesus. Now you might be asking yourself, why should I put my faith in Jesus? The storm is already over. Well, the storm may be over, but Jesus is still there. And that leads us to our third point. Jesus always remains. Just because Jesus is there in the storms of our life, that does not mean that we cannot look for Him in the good times. It doesn't mean that we should only ask for help and guidance in the bad times, because He wants to be there when things are going great. He wants to share in our joys as well as our sorrows. When I tell you Jesus always remains, I mean always. When we look at the disciples in the story, at what time did they go and get Jesus? It was when the times were really bad. It was when they had no place else to turn. I think that is something that each and every one of us should think about. I always like the poem called Footprints. For those of you who have never heard it, it goes like this. A lot of people feel that the greatest phase in the poem is the last one, where the Lord says, "It was then that I carried you." And while I agree that it is a wonderful phrase, it is not the best part to me. The best part to me is during the rest of the man's life. There were two sets of footprints in the sand. The two sets of footprints in the sand remind me that we must put our faith in Jesus. For the simple fact that Jesus is always there. For the simple fact that Jesus is always with us. For the simple fact that His peace and patience and kindness is always there. And most of all, for the simple fact that Jesus always remains. So let us go back to our friend Steve. Chris says that when he last saw Steve, everything has changed. He found a new job and has rediscovered his relationship with Jesus. And Steve summed up everything in this way. He said, "When everything was going great, I thought I could do it all on my own. I thought Jesus was only there to help in times of trouble. However, when the storms hit my life, I began to read the Bible, and I found out that Jesus always remains. He is there in the good times as well as the bad. And all I had to do is remember to put my faith in him. I think Steve is on the right track. When the storms come, we must remember to put our faith in Jesus, because he will help us through tough times. When the storms go, we must remember to put our faith in Jesus, because he will help us put our lives back together, strengthening and encouraging us along the way. And finally, we must remember to put our faith in Jesus, because Jesus always remains. Won't you let him in during the good times and the bad? I would challenge you today to always let Jesus remain in your life. So remember, storms will come, the storms will go, but Jesus always remains. There is always hope for better days. So we will continue with this after the break.
Union. Walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
God, for he cares about you. How do we deal with the storms in our life? There is a story told about how the eagle copes with a storm. Noted for their size, their strength, and powers of flight and vision, the eagle knows when a storm is approaching, long before it breaks, and will fly to some high spot to wait for the winds to come. When the storm hits, the eagle sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it up above the storm. While the storm rages below, this resourceful bird is soaring above it. It does not escape the storm, but simply uses the elements to elevate it to safety. Like the eagles, when the storms come to us, we too can rise above them by setting our minds and our belief toward our Heavenly Father. If we believe, He will enable us to ride the winds that bring sickness, tragedy, failure, and disappointment in our lives. For it is not the burdens of life that weigh us down. It is how we handle them. The Bible says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." The problem does not appear to be the lack of God's presence in our lives. It is rather the human element we all have when we think we can fix it. If we have no faith, we become afraid. St. Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 38 points up this human condition. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" The key is to turn our storms over to God, who has control of everything. Reading further in Mark 4, when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." So let us ask ourselves, how strong is our faith? Consider this story about a man who was chased off a cliff by a tiger. He fell and just managed to hold on to a branch. 6 feet above him stood a tiger, snarling. 100 feet below, a violent sea lashed fierce-looking rocks. To his horror, he noticed that the branch he was clutching was being gnawed at its roots by 2 rats. Seeing he was doomed, he cried out, "Oh Lord, save me!" He heard a voice reply, "Of course I will save you, but first, let go of the branch." None of us is promised immunity to the storms of life. When we read the Bible, it points out that we must all face our individual sorrows. We must all face our individual pain and suffering. Knowing there are things that happen to us outside our power, and if we seek to control these storms on our own, we will sink. In the 12th century, Peter Abelard, a medieval French scholastic philosopher, theologian, and preeminent logician, concludes after a life of tragedy and tribulation. And he said, "I would pride myself on being a Christian in vain if I did not believe that I would live again." This then is the faith on which I rest, from which I draw my strength and hope. safely anchored on it, the storm may rage, but I am unshaken. Though the winds may blow, they leave me unmoved, for the rock of my foundation stands firm. It is enlightening to read what Saint Augustine had to say about the private storms in our lives. Saint Augustine was a philosopher and theologian who tells us, "Don't forget the presence of Christ when you have to listen to abuse. That means you are being buffeted by the wind. When your anger is roused, you are being tossed by the waves." So when the wind blows and the waves mount high, the boat is in danger. Your heart is imperiled. Your heart is taking a battering. On hearing yourself insulted, you long to retaliate, but the joy of revenge brings with it another kind of misfortune, and that is shipwreck. And why is this, you might ask? Because Christ is asleep in you. What do I mean? I mean you have forgotten his presence. Rise, rouse him then. Remember him. Let him keep watch within you. Pay heed to him. Now, what was your desire? You wanted to get your own back. You have forgotten that when Christ was being crucified, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Christ, the sleeper in your heart, had no desire for vengeance in his heart. Rouse him, then call him to mind. We cannot see down the roads we travel. There will be encounters we cannot envision, cannot see, for they lie around the bend in the roads of our life. Sometimes it takes only the ringing of the telephone to change an entire well-made plan, bringing us to truths we hope we never hear, such as the death of a beloved relative or the news that someone we care deeply for has an incurable illness. There might be a knock on the door that brings life-changing news that will break our hearts. But it is in the midst of uncertainty and trials, as we teeter on the brim of a chasm, wondering what to do, imploring God with weakening hope to come forth for us, that we can see we are stronger than we thought. Through faith, we are able to pull ourselves up from the edge of unspeakable hardship to keep plowing forward on our heaven-bound journey. It is a time when we can understand and measure our capacity to endure. It is a time to assess our strength and continue through life's fiercest turbulence. In awe, we look at those who are surviving terrible calamities and adversities, and we cannot understand how they persevere, how they can put one foot in front of the other and move on, running toward a goal that others cannot see. These are the people with great faith who are willing to let go of the branch and depend on Jesus Christ and his promises. Never forget that God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the water surge. Do not let your faith be swallowed up by fear. Do not wallow in self-pity, for Almighty God knows your circumstances and what you are going through. Take your supplications to God and find the solace and comfort you need to overcome. Be always mindful that in the middle of the violent storms that steal away your joy, batter your dreams, and flatten your hopes, you will find the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, who says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Jesus waits patiently in our rain, in our thunder, in our lightning, to lead us gently to safe harbor. Be still and know that He is God.
The Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Very special greetings to all our listeners. Thank you so much for being with us here in 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. And also very special hi and hello to friends, some of our special friends, Annie and Grace, Romel and Verna, Krillian and Ryden, Eddie and Christine Repiso, and the family Isaac, Kina and Ayona. to our special friends Phil and Rhea Torino and Josh and the girls, to Erwin and Olay Lacar, to Beth Climaco and family, Josie Miharis and family, and to all our friends in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, the Voice of God Catholic Charismatic Renewal, all our devotees of Senor Santo Niño, and all our friends here in the Filipino communities here in Auckland. Hi to you, and hope you'll be with us once again next Saturday here on 104.6 Panat FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. And if you would like to download the program tonight, go to www.planetaudio.org and send /Pilipinas Mabuhay. All one word. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam giving you my love and prayers.
And Tito Oscar, kumusta ka mo din ang tanan ako mga kaigsuran sa kahanginan? Maayang hapon, og Tita Miriam?
Yes, Tito Oscar. So, we do hope they will keep us in their thoughts and in their prayers too. Once again, this is Tita Miriam.
Tito Oscar, bringing Pilipinas mabuhay!
Saan mang galing, mahirap malimutan, mga lumang tutugin, may awit para sa sayaw, may awit na puro sigaw, may tungkol sa mahal sa
Lord, ikaw ay may pangarap, pangarap mong nais na marating para sa iyong mga mahal sa buhay. Kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Good night.